on Your Mind, the extended remix. How do you like that, man?
I like that.
Huh? Seven minutes and 45 seconds? That's how we do in the Time Town. We play the whole version. You know, we don't give people half a song or give them a smidge. We give them the whole thing. You know what I mean? That's how we do it here.
You guys pay royalties?
We don't pay royalties. Somebody's on the phone, though. Hold on, see who this is. Hello, who's on my line? Hello?
Hey, this is Rick Chandler. How's it going?
Hey, Rick, how you doing, bud?
Rick Chandler, what's up, bud?
Not much. Just an exciting Friday night here in Eastern Massachusetts, listening to the great Chase Carson and Matt Fisher.
Oh, I appreciate that, man. Thank you. I appreciate that, man. Hey, Happy New Year. I haven't talked to you since last time we ran into each other was at the premiere, wasn't it? When you showed up, or did we see you before then?
Either the premiere or Rick was on the show.
He was on the show. Was that before?
I was something. On the show after that, but it's been a while.
But Happy New Year, Rick.
Yeah, Happy New Year.
For those of you who don't know, Rick Chandler is an aspiring actor, a great director. He's done a couple of feature films. I worked with Rick on the Boston Massacre, which was a web series where I played a mobster. Is that about right? Is that the best way to describe it? Mobster.
A mobster.
Yes. Mobster. And we did some other stuff. But I always enjoy working with Rick. We had a lot of fun doing that. That was a lot of fun. Hey, you want to plug something or say something behind while we get you on the line real quick?
Sure. I'm sure you guys already talked about it, but I'll be at the Groundhog premiere next Friday. So
actually, we didn't talk about it. We're gonna talk about it though. But you can say something about it right now while you're there. We didn't talk about it yet, but
I will say that next Friday in Arlington at the Capitol Theater, it's going to be the Groundhog premiere, and it's a movie I acted in. I believe your guest, Matt Fisher, is the producer. It's directed by a man named David McDonough, and it's, like I said, I acted in it.
Okay.
Next Friday at the Capitol.
Next Friday at the Capitol. What's the time?
7:30 and 9:30.
Friday, 7:30. Okay, maybe I'll stop by before the show.
Rick did a fantastic job with the film.
Awesome. Awesome.
Very much.
As always.
Rick, how's your father doing, by the way?
You doing good?
Tell him I said hi, will you please?
I definitely will.
Anybody want to give a shout out before we let you go?
I think I covered everything for the time being.
Awesome. Hey, man, I appreciate you calling in. I appreciate you calling in and checking in with us. And we got to get together, man, do something real soon.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, let's do that.
Word up.
All right. All right, I'm going to take the handcuffs off of Fisher.
Yeah.
And we're going to finish the show up. Thanks again for calling in, man. Take care of yourself.
Yeah, you too.
All right.
Later.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Nice dude, huh?
Yeah, I also want to add, Rick's got a new movie coming. It's getting ready to shoot in the spring.
Is that the Insomniac? No.
No, he started Insomniac.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Very good. That's going to be premiering in like a month or two.
Okay.
Like late March, maybe.
Okay. All right. Before we get back to music real quick.
Yeah.
Next Friday night at the Capitol.
Next Friday night at the Capitol Theater in Arlington, Massachusetts.
Okay.
Is the grand premiere for the film Groundhog.
Groundhog, okay.
It's a holiday slasher horror comedy.
Hold on.
91.5 WMFO Medford.
I had to do that.
Okay, good.
All right.
It's a very fun film. Like I said before, two screenings, one at 7:30, one at 9:30. If you want to come out and have a good time, get a good laugh, see some gore, come on down and check it out.
Now, that is a slasher movie.
Yeah, it's a slasher movie in the vein. It's a horror slasher in the vein of like a Friday the 13th in a Halloween film, except it's based around Groundhog Day.
And it's based around Groundhog Day.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, cool. All right. Anything else that we doing on that night? Is that it?
On that night? No, I mean, you come down, there'll be a cast and crew Q&A at the end of both screenings.
Okay.
A chance to, you know, meet and greet with everybody who's a part of the film.
All right, cool. All right, we're going to talk about our film in a little bit while. We got some stuff that we want to talk about. And for those of you that, you know, Matt says he's going to come down. Like he says, he shows up. He says, I want to come down and see you and hang out with you. But when he comes down, I know something's up. Okay, I know something's up.
Of course.
This is what he brought me today. I have about 15 of these to sign. If you're on Facebook Live, you can see what these are. These are our posters from the movie DJ Stay on the Man. These are our period posters. Yeah. So I got about 52,000 of these to sign for the rest of the show. So you won't hear me talking because I'll be signing these posters for the rest of the show to get those to him for dropping by. Did you bring any food, by the way?
No. Just in my pants.
My mother's listening, man. Anyway, you were tuned to the Time Tunnel with Chase Carson. We bring the best of classic soul, R&B, and dancing back in the day. We do it every Friday night between the hours of 10 p.m. and 12 midnight. We call it grown folk music, and you can only get it right here at 91.5 WMFO Medford, Boston. Oh, man, I'm going to hear about that later. We'll be right back.
take it. Here and don't you miss it. Everybody's got to spend in line to make sure that you will be right on time. Everybody all aboard. Everybody all aboard.
Dance Floor Classic back in the day, baby. The Gap Band and Party Train. A lot of folks still checking in on Facebook. Keep it where we got it. We got another 45 minutes. We're going to talk to Matt in a couple minutes. This is an instant Facebook request. If you're on Facebook and you request a song, and I can see it, we'll play it right away. This is for my man Sean. This is some Prince, and this is Head on the Time Tunnel, 91.5.
Baby, you were on your way to be wed.
WMFO Medford.
You see, I have this brother who was mad at me, cause I told my homegirl that it was packing. Told the truth, so I really don't give a damn that I spilled the beans on this little show steaming. Oh, some of y'all be fooling us. Big feet, big hands, just plain big. The sex ain't worth a damn. We women wanna know these things. If y'all got the pep and not the swing, if you don't want the girl to talk, if you don't want your feelings hurt, cause if you don't, that girl just gon' go spreadin' the word. Yeah. Girl, talk about you all cut out there. Yeah, yeah. How you think about it's all about you. Why? 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 Everything about you. But the girls are talking, the girls are talking. Girls talk about the booty, yeah, too. About the way your brother is hanging, too. I know me. Didn't think nobody knew. Because the girls are talking, the girls are talking.
Need to and know this, that we'll straight up go to your business. So if you're gonna come, you better come with it. If you ain't swinging, just put your tongue in it. Oh, some of y'all be killing me, thinking you got powers like Austin, but you're more like Mini-Me. And when you finally get your blood flowing, it be looking like a pinky with a glove on it. It work if you don't want the girl to talk, and you don't want your feelings hurt. Cause if you don't, that girl's just gonna go spreading the word. Yeah. Why you think that it's all about you? Why? Feeling like my sexual tame can make you happy, you'll remember me. Left eye TLC, you got to lick it before you stick it, and that's just me. I be killing them with the Gucci fits and kicks, and you be hurting my ears with them lines, so switch and get up. You approach your game's a joke, co-signing from the sidelines, trying to poke. I'm bigger than that, you're small talk, face the fact. You wanna rock the boat a little, well, earn your pass, and it's the last call for alcohol. Me at the bar, me and my girls doing it big, and pop star. Yeah.
WMFO TLC and Girl Talk. That was the jam, man, back in the day, man. That was the jam. Hey, so you know what? Okay, like I was telling, we were talking off mic, that people come up to me all the time. They talk about the movie, you know, about you know how long it took us to make the movie, all that, you know, we tell about the time it took
about.
It is a great thing. No, no, yeah. After, you know, after 17 years of getting the thing done, I aged about 42 years on camera. But but I mean, it was done. But people tell me all the time, some of the things that happen in the movie, is that really what happens in the business, in the industry? And I say, well, you know, there might be some things in the movie that might be similar to things that, you know, that happened, you know, when we used to work together, when we used to do it back in the day.
Yeah.
And everybody says, well, Matt must have some good stories. And I said, yeah, you know, he probably does. And I know you do. And I'm going to give you a chance to tell one of them. Not the other one. The statute of limitations might not be, might not be one out of that one. So we can't tell the one about, you know, that, well, you thought she was 18. But.
I always know when that's out.
I'm gonna let you tell one because folks ask me, tell them. So I'm gonna let you again tell one. Don't hurt me too bad.
So a story from the set or a story from working the DJ days?
I'll let you choose.
One story.
You only get one. And be careful. My mom might be listening.
Well, I recall a DJing event that we did. I believe it was a wedding, and there was DJ Stan the Man was rocking it, though. And
that's the name I used to go by.
Yeah, there's this gentleman who came up, maybe like 60s, 70s. Do you remember that gentleman?
Yeah, I do now. Yep.
You guys were very close.
Yeah,
and I believe he came up and he wanted to have some weird like. Very, very, very old school song played.
Wanted me to play like a polka dance or some like it was stupid something shit crazy. Or something like that. Yeah, that's what
and
it was.
And Chase always and still does take pride in his show. So he wasn't at about to let the party, the mood of the party go down by playing this like weak song.
The floor's packed. And you know, Foster Brooks comes up and asks me to play, you know, that the polka dance. I'm like, that's a negative. No.
Yeah, so...
Oh yeah.
He came up and he was like, I want this song played, and I remember I took the songs. I stood out there and took the songs to what people wanted to hear. And I think he came up twice.
He did.
And he didn't play it. What's funny about weddings is, like, people will approach the booth in the middle of a song, and then they'll ask you to play their song. And then the fact that you let that song finish, like, upsets them for some reason before playing their song.
Yeah, yeah.
So with this gentleman, he came up and he came up the first time, said it. So I believe a song did pass on this because Chase passed on this jam. And I remember he came up very angry, very red in the face, with a drink in his hand, I believe.
He did.
Of hard liquor, probably.
Yeah, he did. Yep.
And he started to, he got up on the little stage platform that was set there for the King Chase Carson to perform his duty. And I remember him leaning in and him dropping the N-bomb.
Yeah.
That old school word.
Yeah, yeah.
On Chase Carson.
Yeah.
And Chase Carson, it was a mixture of walking and running. I've never seen it before. And he went right off of the little stage, like he didn't think that it was a drop-off, and he just kind of floated. And I grabbed him.
In midair.
I had to grab him in midair waist.
Yes.
And hold him so nothing...
Yes.
Nothing crazy would go down.
You actually saved that man's life, is what you did.
I heard that. I've heard that.
As a matter of fact, several people have, I believe, told you that you saved that man's life.
Yeah.
And I've never seen anybody, and at that time I was a little heavier than I am now, and this man caught me in midair in full dive.
That story in itself is funny because that made itself into the film.
Well, yeah, kind of, but
to a degree, I think, like, the situation did.
Right.
The person who said it in our film was younger, and a better actor.
He was a better actor.
And we relived that scenario, which is funny because when people see the film, that's like a gasp moment.
That is a moment where people, you know, like, I can't believe he just said that, or I can't believe he said... Now, we were also talking off mic. We got a couple minutes before we get into the jazz interlude. Yeah. We were talking off mic also. Now, I didn't know this, but you just divulged something to me that I had no knowledge of. I did not know that the film was already seen in a couple of film festivals, and a couple of people had some remarks about the film.
It wasn't seen in any film festivals. It's just had multiple screenings all around, and it's been passed off to reviewers and such.
Okay.
Looking back, I think that's just like, I don't know, me being racist or something putting it in there.
Yeah, but to put it in, but it didn't come, you know, I mean, it was a racist moment in the movie. I mean, the guy was racist.
He was very racist, and that what follows it is justifiable.
That's
what wasn't allowed to happen in real life what followed it.
All right, okay.
You know what I mean?
All right, so what happened after, you have to see the film. We don't want to give it too much away, folks. But it's a little violent scene where a father of the bride drops the N-bomb on DJ Stan the Man. And
you can use your imagination on what Stan would do.
Yeah, what happens with the mic I had in my hand. But... Yeah. You when you said though, because you just kind of, you know, you said something that kind of stuck with me and it's still sticking with me through the show, that you think that this might be some kind of a stigma on the movie, that people see this and you know, and especially now in this time, you know, the times we are in now,
I think
where that word is so.
I think with America and the world being so politically correct right now, I think for us to drop that word. Three times in the film, used by a white dude, as well as a few other things. I think it was we set out to make like a raunchy movie that pushed the envelope.
We did that.
And it's just the world's not raunchy and envelope pushing
anymore.
It used to be. It used to be.
Able to get better.
There's still a crowd out there that likes that. I still hear good reviews. So we had a reviewer in Boston, Ken Murray, who does a lot of the bigger Hollywood films, actually say that it was really good, and he thought that it had what it took to be a cult classic if it finds its audience. So right now we're just trying to find the audience for it. Yeah, it's nothing's too, it doesn't go too far. I definitely suggest anybody seeing it for themselves and having their own opinion, much like anything.
That's like anything else.
Yeah.
I mean, the movie's not for everybody. Don't let the cartoon intro fool you. It's not a movie for everybody.
It's not double featuring with any Disney movies anytime soon. Absolutely not.
But hopefully we're going to get it out to the public and we'll get them a chance to see it and make their own decisions.
Yeah, we've submitted to a lot of film festivals, so it's just a matter of hearing back from them. We've heard back from a couple that were that we didn't get accepted to, but I got letters from them, whether it be blowing smoke or not. They said they really liked the film, and it's just not
fitting,
not really their type, just fitting the theme of the festival that year, because each festival has themes, whether they're swaying more in a completely dramatic, you know what I mean,
right.
Dramatic.
Or totally off the wall black comedy, just bizarre.
Yeah, which we submitted to those festivals too. We submitted to I don't want to say classier, but more like serious like festivals. I think that when they seen it, it just wasn't their cup of tea.
It's an underground film.
You know?
All right, it is. But we're working on it. It's a work in progress.
Yeah.
Hopefully we'll get it out to the people and we'll have them make their own choice. All right, brings it to 11:32, which is time for our jazz interlude. Before we jump into the jazz interlude, just a quick Humphrey report. As you know, Humphrey got neutered a week ago last Thursday. He's back up and around. He's jumping around. He's back to his old self. He's nice and mellow. I mean, he's awesome. He's awesome. I mean,
I like your dog a lot.
He's doing awesome. As far as casualties, a pair of sneakers, chewed the laces off of those, and he chewed a hole through a nice comforter that the arena brought, chewed a hole right through it.
Mm.
So that's the monthly report.
What type of dog is Humphrey?
He's a golden doodle. He's half golden retriever and half poodle. But he's a standard.
He's got like a face that's almost
human. It's like human. It is. It's crazy.
And when he looks at you, he's like human.
I mean, everywhere he goes, people are like, what kind of dog is that with that? That guy's unbelievable. But he's just like, you know, his new thing is he sleeps at the end of the bed. And, you know, during the night, sometimes I might have to get up and relieve myself. So I'll get up, do my business, get back into bed. And then no sooner about I get into bed and get comfortable, you hear the big poof, poof, poof. That's him jumping on the bed. And then you hear the breathing. And that's him on the air. And he's like, how you doing?
Yeah.
I'm like, good. Trying to go back to sleep. He's like, all right, okay. I'm just checking on you, make sure you're all right. I'm like, yeah, I'm fine. And then he'll put his head down, lay down for about 5 minutes. And then he'll jump back to the bed and go to the floor. And go back to sleep. So that's his new routine.
How do you handle him when he comes home drunk and like yells at you? So.
Yeah, I get that straightened out. He's pretty good. He's pretty good with that.
All right, good.
All right, just the report for this Friday, which drops us into our jazz interlude. This week's jazz interlude is brought to you by my man Brian Simpson. He calls this one Skywatcher on the jazz interlude with Chase Carson on 91.5 WMFO Medford in Boston. 91.5 WMFO. Thus concludes this week's jazz interlude by Brian Simpson. It's called The Sky Watcher, which drops us into our last half hour. We call it the Jam Half Hour. Let's get it going.
You're listening to The Time Tunnel with Chase Carson on 91.5 WMFO Medford.
Holy God, that's good.
It's Friday night.
Somebody scream!
Don't stay too long, pretty baby. Million diamonds on ice your wrist. We got cheddar up twice as rich. Make you bite your lips. She needs to know what you like in this. Nice to think you ever leave me. I slice my wrist. Treat you like a bitch. Better that. We got beef from the end of the streets where I'm living at.
Clear the clock. That's the sound of the mini Mac. Where we at? Uptown, where it's really at. Give me that. I want the man in the yacht. Advance on the spot. We can dance till we drop. Am I handsome or not?
Joe, you the dawn.
Jenny, you the bomb. Any man disrespect, good as gone.
Opened up my eyes today. Felt the sun shining on my face. It became so clear to me that everything is going my way. I feel like there's no limit to what I can see. Got rid of fears that were holding me. My endless possibilities has the whole world open for me. That's why I've been so good. Kind of I would. Been taking care of myself. Like I should care of myself. Nothing can bring me down. Nothing in this world's gonna turn me around. Now the day is turning into night. And everything
WMFO, man, that is the feel-good jam of the night, man. J-Lo. feeling so good. We feeling so good every Friday night right here at the Time Tunnel with yours truly, Chase Carson, where we bring you the best of classic soul, R&B, and dance from back in the day. We call it grown folk music, and you can only get it right here at 91.5. Hey, man, thanks for hanging out with me. I appreciate it, man.
Thanks for having me. I think
we'll do that. We're definitely going to do that again. We're going to get you out to Wareham for a wine tasting, all right? We got one coming up. I know you're cutting back, but we got one coming up soon I want you to come through, right?
All right.
We're going to wrap the show up in it with Matt and head south and grab a slice right after this.
Dear John, I was hoping it wouldn't come to this, but you've left me no choice. I'm leaving. Uncontrolled high blood pressure is really serious, and lately you seem to really not care. I've been there for you since day one, and I know you think I'm going to keep ticking. But no, my friend, I can quit whenever I want. Why can't we get back to the good times? When we were more active and ate more healthy foods, and you checked on me every once in a while. Is that too much to ask? I don't want to leave. But unless you stop ignoring me, what else am I supposed to do? Remember, when I quit, you quit. Sincerely, your heart.
Listen to your heart. Don't let it quit on you. Doing the minimum to control your high blood pressure isn't doing enough. High blood pressure can lead to a stroke, heart attack, or death. Get your blood pressure to a healthy range before it's too late. Find out how at heart.org/bloodpressure. Check, change, control. A message from the American Heart Association, the American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
Words. Please be sure to check on yourself. Make sure yourself is good. Take care of your heart and all that other good stuff. All right, hey, Matt, before we leave, man, real quick. I'm gonna show the poster again one more time.
Hey yo.
These are the posters. These are the posters right here. Right? These are the posters right here. Matt and Boombastic Films. We're selling these posters. Can I check your website out?
They can go to Boombastic BOOMBASTIC Films. We got a Facebook page, we'll probably be popping it up on there. As well as there'll probably be a couple at the premiere Friday.
Okay, oh, that's right, the premiere Friday.
Boombastic Films is the production company that made both films.
And
so they'll have some other merchandise other than Groundhog stuff there probably if anybody wants one of these autographed posters.
Cool. All right, where's that again?
That's it. The Capitol Theater in Creamery. They sell beer and ice cream.
I'll be there.
I thought so.
I'll be there.
In Arlington, Mass.
Arlington, Mass, the Capitol, next Friday, 7
Capitol
o'clock.
Theater. Yeah, you can look up. If you go to that Boombastic Facebook page, all
Boombastic
the info's
Facebook
up there
page?
As well,
that has, yeah. Okay, good. All right, you can check that out too. And I'm going to stop by there before the show. For the show. You buying? Can you buy it? Get some
Heroin, yeah.
All right. Heroin.
I thought you were off.
I'm off the heroin. I'm allergic to it. I can't
if
use it.
If you snorted,
anymore.
It's okay.
All right, that's fine. All right. Thanks again, man. I definitely appreciate that. Be sure to check him out on the Facebook page. Get yourself a DJ. Hey, how much are you selling those for anyway, those posters?
Those posters will probably go for like $10.
$10. Oh, that's cheap money.
I keep everything reasonable for the people that support that. I appreciate them.
We definitely appreciate your support. We definitely appreciate that. All right, man. We'll keep in touch. We'll talk in the next couple and get this thing going. And hopefully we'll get our next movie into the next film festival. And we'll hear some positive stuff coming back now.
Out of the batch that we've submitted to, we'll get a couple of them.
All right, man. All right, ladies and gentlemen, once again, I enjoyed bringing the best of classic soul, R&B, and dance from back in the day. Like I said, we do it every Friday night right here at the 91.5. I'd like to thank again my Facebook people out there, my man Sean Burke, Tammy, Christina, my man Chip, a whole bunch of people. So all kinds of new people in here. Ray.
LaToya.
Who's that? Oh, man, we got all kinds of people checking us out. But anyway, we got to get going. Get out of here. Oh, my earplugs. My headphones are freaking out. What's going on here? Hold on.
Call the cops.
My earphones are falling out here and stuff. Okay, there we go. What a mess, man. Yeah. All right, I'm getting out of here. Ladies and gentlemen, till next Friday night, work like you do not need the money. Love like you want to be loved. And dance like nobody's watching and everything will be all right. So until next Friday night, see ya.
Woo. Say goodnight to the bad guy. So say goodnight to the bad guy.
Oh, boy. What a mess.
Anyway, that's our show for tonight.
Oh.
Good night, everybody.
Excuse me, sir. The show's over.
Thank you, and good night.
listening to The Time Tunnel with Chase Carson on 91.5 WMFO Medford.
WMFO Medford.